I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran is attempting to choke off oil traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. says it's destroyed 16 Iranian mine-laying vessels. As Americans are asking if and how the conflict could escalate, Steve Prince of Warriors Set Free says service members are committed to fighting evil. Warriors Set Free, a program of Set Free Ministries, helps veterans and service members process their trauma using biblical truth.
God never fails, and we get to have a front row seat of seeing what God does in the lives of some of America's best and brightest because they've suffered that trauma on our behalf.
Please pray for those in harm's way.
Pray as if it's your own child over there. I have two friends who have sons in combat, and so we're praying for them by name.
Then Africa has the youngest median age and the fastest growing church of any continent. A3's Jakarin Emanuel, or Jakes, says that as millions of young church leaders emerge, there's a critical need for leadership development among this strategic mission force.
One of the greatest needs in the African church is church health and for the purity of the gospel to be preserved, because we are seeing rampant growth of the prosperity gospel and a whole lot of cults emerging all across Africa.
As different countries struggle to shut down theoretical teaching, the need for A3 to disciple church leaders in theological development is huge. As doors open and the body of Christ comes together across denominations in Africa, pray that God will provide the financial and human resources needed to train pastors. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.